Hello, you guys. Welcome to another episode of 15 Minutes Cafe on 15minutes.today. I'm your host, John, and today we have Patrick in the house.
Hi, guys. 我是周报时光机的派翠克。
This week being the special week, and you guys, when you hear Patrick, you probably know what we're going to do. Something related to a festivity this week, which is Mother's Day. So first off, let's wish all the mothers out there, including your mother, Patrick, and my mother,
yes,
a happy Mother's Day.
Yeah, 母亲节快乐。 刚好这礼拜是这个每个五月的第二个星期日都是母亲节嘛。 所以我们今天要来讲一下跟母亲节有关的一家company's slogan.
Ah, that's right.
Yeah.
So guys, we are not going to sell you the cliches and talk about Mother's Day. We're going to talk about something that's related to Mother's Day, something you would probably use in your life. And, of course, the company that's strongly associated with festivities and holidays and perhaps special occasions. That's what we are on about. And before we spill the beans and tell you the rest, let's quickly start off by saying you guys are welcome to 15 Minutes Cafe. 每周三来到 15 Minutes Cafe, 喝一杯老师们的本周主题特调，一起探索国际文化时事、职涯、网络和音乐等多元主题，轻松吸收主题相关的词汇、惯用语和常用例句。 And for those of you who have joined our VIP membership program, the transcript will be sent to you via email. Please remember that. And for those of you who haven't joined, if you want the transcript and all the great useful phrasal verbs and idioms, please do join our VIP membership. You can make use of the link, check it out in the description box below. All right, so back to today's company and slogan. So today's company is called American Greetings.
Yeah, I like the name. You know, greetings makes me feel like a very happy mood. You're telling somebody for a good spirits or something, like happy birthday.
Yes, when you say hi, it's a greeting. When you say hello, it's a greeting. When you say howdy, it's a greeting. All right? When you say Merry Christmas, it's a greeting. When you say good morning, it's a greeting. So American Greetings refers to this greeting company,
yeah,
greeting-related company that's from America.
Yeah, I don't think that most of Taiwanese people know about this company.
No. But we know of another company, I believe. I think there's this classic company that we know as Hallmark.
Hallmark.
Hallmark. You probably have seen it. They are more the classic side of American Greetings. Okay, they sell very similar products. But in terms of significance, both are quite old. Okay, they've been around for a long time.
For example, American Greetings establishing in 1906.
1906.
100 years ago.
100-year-old company. Can you guys believe it? American Greetings. They've been saying hello the American way for,
yeah,
for 100 years. Can you imagine that?
Mm.
And of course, Hallmark is just as old and as famous. Let's talk about their products, okay? But if we talk about their products, you got to think about newsstands, bookstores, airports, and I think possibly some stationery stores.
Oh, yes, in Taiwan.
Stationery stores in Taiwan or wherever you are in the world.
Mm.
Okay. So most of these places you will get to see either Hallmark or American Greetings products.
Yeah.
So what is their main product?
Okay. Their main product is the greeting cards.
Ah, greeting cards, birthday cards.
Yes.
Anniversary cards, farewell cards, welcome cards.
This kind of subject, getting well cards, they sell a lot in the pandemic times.
I know, easy sell, right?
Yeah, 大家这个疫情的时候被关注，就是这个美国贺卡公司 American Greetings， 他们最热销的这个产品，在当时的贺卡就是哦，祝你早日康复啊，希望可以 一切安好啊，这种卡片哦，在那时候卖翻了。
For sure, for sure. Okay, so let's quickly talk about greetings and writing cards as a culture. Patrick, do you ever write cards to any of your family members or your loved ones on a special occasion?
Well, when I was young, you know, in elementary school, we always have to write cards during Mother's Day, Father's Day, or something, or for Grandpa.
Yes, because your teacher forces you to do so.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not because you want to do so.
We think that is a homework. That is not the things that I have want to do, right? You think, because just okay. 老师就告诉你一定要写一张卡片给妈妈。
That's right. Yes. So it was an assignment. It was not something that came from your heart. Okay. So when you write cards, there's something special about writing a card to somebody. Whether it's greeting, whether it's special occasion, whether it's get well, whether it's feel better, whatever the occasion is, there's a card out there that's made by Hallmark and American Greetings that they have available for you because they help you convey that message. So growing up, we know in elementary school, middle school, high school, you probably were forced to do this as an assignment.
Yes.
In the West, it's a very common thing, okay? Even if you don't buy flowers, even if you just have something to say to your colleagues or your colleagues having a baby, you just buy a card and you have everybody write warm, heartwarming messages on it and then send it to your colleague. As a gesture, as a sweet gesture.
Okay.
You can do that. In Taiwan, people tend to give gifts, foods, flowers, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
More practical stuff. Cards are not so much.
Cards ended in the school time, you know, when we grew up. not quite, because my example, my handwriting is so ugly, I don't want to write a greeting card to anyone else.
But you can type it out, though.
But yeah, somebody will say that handwriting is more warm. You can feel my, 感受到我的感情啊，感受到我的真挚。用电脑打字比较没有情感。
Yeah, for me, growing up in the 80s, that's what we got taught. Right, you were in the West. You have to sort of write it. It's more personal. People feel more personal about it.
Yes.
And of course, the recipient of the cards, whatever the cards that you sent, most Westerners love it. They love it. They feel your effort. But in Taiwan, it's like, oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes. Generally, at work, most of the colleagues, when it gets to your birthday, they would write a happy birthday card. And in school, we also co-signed a happy birthday card for our English teacher. We did that even in school. So it's a very common thing. And if you go to a stationery store or a bookstore or a newsstand, you can pick up a card like really easy. However, having said that, have you seen the prices recently of any cards?
在去年这个圣诞节, so I went to 成品, you know, that's more high-class stationery stores. The cards,
Stationery slash department store.
Yeah, you see the price of the cards. It's like $50 or more, like $60 or $70. That's high price.
Actually, that's the cheaper card.
Oh, really?
One time, I actually went to a stationery store. Maybe not, you know, like name the name because then people will know. But anyways, I was in Taipei Dongchi and then I saw a stationery store and then I thought, hey, you know, I would have to write a Christmas card to one of my clients. And so I went and picked up the card. Guess how much a card was? I didn't see the brand or which card company it came from, but it looked nice. It looked different. So I had about four clients I had to give. Each of the cards, the most expensive card I got was 160.
Ooh.
And the cheapest one was 110.
Oh my.
110 NT.
Oh.
So my average price for the four cards were around $130.
Ooh, that's really expensive.
Yeah, and then I realized, wow. Of course, those cards, they didn't come with some fancy digital QR code and I don't know, pop-up art or anything. But they were pretty well made. You could see it's quality card.
Okay.
And I think Taiwanese people in Taiwan, we understand stationery. We can see paper when it's quality paper.
Yes. Well, John, can you describe the design of the cards? Do you remember it?
I actually don't remember it, but I remember the painting on it, the paint work on it, it had gold accents around it. So it was gold on the outside, had a frame, and then the Christmas tree was decorated that way, and then the trees, the bright red and the bright green, it was painted very nicely. It was a very good print.
Okay.
And because I was in a hurry, so I didn't really shop for the 50 NT dollar or 60 NT dollar cards. And I thought,
well, so you just grab one and just pay the money.
I needed something that looked presentable to my clients. So again, I can't understand why cards got so expensive, because they are better at, if you find the right card, they are better at conveying the message than you, because we don't often do that. We don't often go to our moms and say, "Happy Mother's Day, I love you, and here's, you know, 10 things I love most about you," and blah blah blah, things like that. You know, you take your mom out to a restaurant and done, finished. That's the Taiwan way.
Have a good meal is better than one card, right?
Yes. Take your mom out for a dinner somewhere that she wants to go to. Or buy that birthday gift she wanted, right? She always wanted a coach bag. Yeah. Get her a coach bag. Done. So most of the time, it's gift-related or food-related in Taiwan, not card-related. And so I realized how important it is to be able to convey that message. If you can't do it yourself, if you need it, if you need a card to do it for you, it's 130 NT dollars, guys.
But now you know we have AI, you maybe can code ChatGPT and come up with some good words.
If you're good with Midjourney, you can draw your own card.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You know, that AI may kind of replace the greeting card someday. Yes.
You know, turn your mom into a cartoon character using Midjourney.
Yeah.
And then write her a card, you know, do something like that. Yes. So what are your plans this Mother's Day?
Go out for dinner. You got me.
So I used to, when I was in South Africa, I used to send my mom flowers. I used to buy her flowers. I would, when I was able to drive, I would drive out. And then when I think I was still in high school or elementary school or primary school, we call it, in South Africa, I would go to the stationery store, write her a card, and tell my dad to go get something, get a chocolate or something. Yeah, and just put it on the table for her so that she knows, oh, it's Mother's Day. And obviously, if you live as an overseas Chinese in the West, we have a lot of these activities for Mother's Days, you know, these overseas Chinese activities. Somebody or some restaurant would organize a Mother's Day activity. Most of the time, your mom would get involved in it. So, yeah, that's what we did. So it was.
I wonder, how did they know she became a mom, or why can they just invite your mom?
Oh, no. How did they know that? It's all the mom. You know, if you live overseas as an overseas Chinese, either you work, right, as a career mom, you have open a shop, or you have a factory, or you have a company, you run your own company abroad, or you are either a housewife. And most housewives, what do? They social with other overseas Chinese moms, right?
Canton,
moms from Hong Kong, moms from whatever. And then they'll say, oh, let's do a Mother's Day thing. Let's organize it. And then they can probably get some budget from OCAC, okay? Chiao Wei Yuan Hui, or they could get from Taishang Hui, okay? Taiwan Chamber of Commerce, so on and so forth. And they will organize an event. And usually when I was much younger, in my teenage years, we would be the little waiter and waitresses at these events.
Did you get tips?
No, of course not. Of course not. Yeah, of course not. Anyway, so whatever organization your mom's got involved at that time, you had to sort of go along. So I don't tell my mom, oh, mom, I love you. I love you so much. You know, I don't do that. It's weird for me. However, through other gestures, like giving her a card, writing her a card, or bringing her chocolates, buying her flowers, that's what I would do.
Okay. Yeah. I think that this thing, 这个其实在台湾已经算是蛮主动的. You know, in Taiwan, 我们这个表达的比较含蓄, 真的就是像我刚刚讲, one dinner, we just end the Mother's Day for one dinner. We don't really get flowers, get cards, get candies or other gifts. Only one dinner, we finished.
So you can see, I did the middle of the roadway, right? Because I don't say it like my South African friends would, or like the Americans would. I don't say it and I don't show it. But through gestures, buying little gifts, the Western way, she got the point.
Ah, yes.
So that's my way of seeing it as the middle of the road, right? Because in Taiwan, Mother's Day, what do? You just take your mom out for dinner.
Yeah.
And honestly, in South Africa, my mom didn't really eat beef. So even if we take her to any decent restaurant, it's steak.
That's hard for you to choose.
Yeah, so for me and my brother, it's a good day. For my mom, not so much. Therefore, taking her out is not a great option.
Mm. But sending a card is the best choice for you. So you are the target audience for American greetings, right?
And also, with our allowances at that age, we could afford a card.
Yeah, the products are cheap, right? Not so expensive.
I wouldn't say cheap. I wouldn't say cheap, but relatively affordable even for a student.
Yeah, that's true.
So your 50 NT dollar card, think about it. For a student, 50 NT is a drink, is a bubble tea.
Yeah.
It's not a big thing, except most students in Taiwan would probably buy bubble tea for their mother instead of a card.
Yeah, I totally agree with that.
You know, here, mom, happy Mother's Day. Here's a bubble tea. And I mean, if you have good handwriting, of course, you know, you want to write a card. But if you don't have good handwriting, what did I do? I actually printed it. I got the printer to do it for me. So I found a fancy font on Microsoft Word. And then I would type this message and then I would print it out and then cut it out and stick it on the card. So that's another alternative. And this was what, 1996, 97 that I did it.
Oh, that's 30 years ago, right?
Yeah. Mm. Yes. So that's how the kids in the 90s did it. If you have a printer and you would want to get creative. But today, most people have printers and they don't want to be creative.
Yeah, we just type a line, you know, the social media can finish our things.
Yes, that's right. So coming back, let's talk a little bit about the slogan then of American Greetings. Because we just heard American Greetings is a company that started in 1906.
Yeah.
In America, all right? So the slogan, the original slogan, I suppose.
Okay.
You have that one for us.
Yeah, the original one. We're going to share two of their slogans, but the original one is that we celebrate the moments that mean the most. That is the original one.
The original is we celebrate the moments that mean the most.
Yes.
I don't know. It sounds like a no duh slogan, right? I mean, why wouldn't you celebrate the moments that mean the most? Why would you miss out on the moments that mean the most? I don't know. I mean, that's to me, it sounds like, huh? Is that it? That's your slogan?
Or maybe they just want to tell you, we join the great moments of your times.
Oh, that could be.
Yeah.
That could be the actual hint, the message behind it. So we celebrate those moments with you. You are our customers, and we celebrate them with you.
Yeah. That's what I figured out from their slogan. I think they want to describe this kind of situation.
That's what they're going for because the we. Because that we could be interpreted as you, the customer, and the publisher, the company that prints the card.
Yes.
Not just, oh, Patrick, you and your mom, the we.
Mm.
Yes. It's American Greetings and Patrick, we. Oh, together we celebrate the moments that mean the most. Mm, interesting. Good. What's the next slogan they had?
Okay, the next one, I find it out on their official website.
Mm-hmm.
When you type American Greetings on Google, their website has this tagline, say, the celebration's destination.
The celebration's destination.
Mm.
Interesting. Destination meaning going that way. That's my final destination.
Yes.
Celebration's destination. Oh, when you celebrate, that's where you need to go.
Yeah,
that's maybe the message, right? If you have any celebrations, that's where you need to go.
Yeah, if you want to celebrate, you come to American Greetings, something like that.
Ah, and you know, destination, if you think about it, you have to go there. You go to that destination.
Mm.
It doesn't come to you.
Oh, yeah.
If you think about it, going to a newsstand, buying a card, going to a stationery to buy a card, going, right? So they're hinting at that experience, the customer journey.
Yes.
of you going somewhere. And then when you reach the card, you that is where your celebrations want to be with the cards. Oh, this is a strong one, I think. This is very profound. This is deep in terms of the imagery as well as it coincides and matches very well with the customer journey.
That's why they make greeting cards. They are good at writing.
Oh my gosh. These writers. Sometimes you wonder where they come up with all these ideas.
Yeah, you know, only three words, right? The celebrations destinations, but they are so meaningful.
I wonder how much they paid for this slogan.
Oh, that's, I don't know, maybe a classify.
Yeah, maybe it's like $20. Boom, we like it, boom. And it's that good, right? It's that good of a slogan, geez. Wow. So American Greetings, two slogans that they had. The original slogan, we celebrate the moments that mean the most. And the evolutionary slogan was the celebration's destination.
Yes.
American Greetings. Right. So let's move on to the trivia of American Greetings Company.
Okay.
Okay, tell us something interesting about this company.
Okay, let me quickly introduce this company to everyone, because I don't think that, as for me, I never heard about this company before one very important video that we'll introduce later.
Ah, we've got the links for you guys in the transcript. And of course, I will put it in also in the description box for you guys. But to start off, Patrick, I have to correct you. I grew up with Hallmark cards.
Oh,
Hallmark is everywhere, even at the airports. Next time you guys go to the airport, not Taiwan, okay, not Taoyuan airport, but if you do fly to Thailand or Singapore or Hong Kong, go to their stationery section or the postcard section, you will see some of these cards getting sold. Most of the time, it's Hallmark. I've never seen American Greetings, but I do know of the brand, but we grew up mostly buying Hallmark.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So back to you.
Okay, so 我们来快点介绍一下这个美国贺卡公司。为什么今天会介绍这个贺卡公司？它其实在全世界的这个算是礼品哦，卡片类礼品上面算是非常有这个地位的，算是龙头厂商的等级啦。这另外一家就是刚刚这个 John 老师提到的赫曼贺卡公司，也很
Hallmark。
对 ，Hallmark 这个公司也是非常有名，两个都算是贺卡公司的龙头。那美国贺卡公司呢，我们简单跟大家介绍一下。刚刚我前面有提到，它是1906年的时候在美国登场的。它的创办人呢是一个是来自波兰的移民，在1906年，英文比较难念，但我念中文就是雅各·萨皮尔斯坦。
Yes.
这个人他是波兰的移民哦。那当时呢，他以$50的银行贷款买了一台马车，然后就开始从德国进口明信片到当地美国再进行贩售，开始了这个他的贺卡生意。
So 1906, if you started selling gift cards on the back of your horse cart, think about it. It's like a little mini truck that goes around today in today's terms, and somebody selling cards behind their van, right? A little minivan. And this is Jacob Zaperstein.
Oh, Zaperstein.
Yeah, Zaperstein. Yeah, it's a very different name. However, if you think about it, being a Polish immigrant, you have to get creative. When you arrive in America, what can you do? People don't want to eat Polish bread. You understand what I mean? When you arrive, you ask yourself, what can you do?
Yeah.
What is something that people want? And obviously, he went in 1906, he went a very different way. Correct? He started selling postcards, not gift cards, not greeting cards, postcards.
Yes.
That was the old way of communicating, right? You travel somewhere, you buy a postcard, you tell your mother or your father, you write back to them, you mail the postcard back and say, hello, I'm safe, and I hope everything is well at home. And here is where I am. I'm in New York. I'm in Seattle. I am in Mexico.
Yeah.
That kind of idea. Postcards.
那个年代也没有像现在有这个 social media, 可以打个 line 啊，或是 Instagram, Facebook, 你就可以知道大家在干嘛了。
Well, that's why, think about it, postcards. That's why today on Facebook, we write a post.
Oh, yeah.
Postcard, see? Same idea, right? 100 years later, it's just digitally on a little LED screen.
Yes, exactly. Okay. So they started their business at selling postcard on a... Mm. 在一个马车上做这件事情嘛。后来在这个1929年 ,you know, everyone knows about the history stuff, the Great Depression, right?
The Great Depression.
这个经济大恐慌。
1929.
Yeah, so a lot of people, a lot of businessmen, because of the Great Depressions, they feel very upset. 那这个他的商业啊或者是他的生意都几乎是没有办法再继续。经营下去了
Like the financial crisis.
Yes, the financial crisis. 所以很多人就没有办法继续做生意，所以这个 Jacob 他的这个明信片生意反而成为了很多这个社会人士、商务人士的这种精神上的寄托，因为他可能需要写信或者寄明信片给他的亲戚去抱怨现在的这个状况。
Yes.
那他就因为这样的一个危机啊，变成他们公司后来成为越来越庞大的一家规模化的一个品牌的一个关键时刻。
So you see, this was an opportunity, right? When you send postcards, it was as a post, like a message. Oh, mom, I'm okay. Don't worry about me. And then when 1929 hit, it was bad globally, on a global scale.
Yes.
So you wouldn't want to write to your mom and say, Hi, mom, how's everything at home? You know what happened at home.
Yeah.
Right? So you would probably write... your postcard, you can change it into like a message or let's say a picture that's more positive, correct? Mm. And then you write a heartwarming message to encourage people and motivate them and comfort them.
Yes.
So comfort, motivation, encouragement, that was the theme of the time.
Mm, exactly.
Yes. And that was the only way to push postcards again because... Not many people cared about, hey, mom, I'm in New York. Nobody cares.
And the same situation happens in World War II. But yes. It's different, right? That time is financial crisis, but this time is a big war around the world.
Yes.
But the same idea, 这个 postcard, 或者是说明信片啊等等这些东西、yes. 在二战期间因为这个家人啊或士兵们流离失所很多人就靠着写信然后甚至这个 Jacob 啊他还推出了这个以美国国旗红白蓝三个颜色去制作而成的卡片让他去表现他们的爱国情怀甚至跟他们的亲人做好相关的联系。
Yeah.
这间接的又推升了他这个美国贺卡公司的生意往上再进阶到一个新的 level 了。
So you see, at every timing, when the times are not good, when the times are tough, these little gestures and postcards kept people going, kept people motivated. And so it's almost like when we go bye-bye, right? A lot of people buy these little almost like postcard thingies.
Yes.
These lucky charms, postcard, little cards, right?What's it called? The last time they call it 平安卡 or something.
Oh.
Right? At some of the temples, you can buy them.
Yes.
Similar idea. Except this is now a card that you send to your loved ones. All right? Not for yourself. But when you go to the temple, you get one for yourself. That's a different idea. But very, very similar theme. A little card that you can send to encourage people.
Yes.
So you know my grandma, when she was still alive,She would say, hey, you know, welcome back to Taiwan, and here's a little 平安卡 for you. Remember to keep it in your wallet, blah, blah, blah. That was my grandma. Yes.
Yes.
Very, very similar.
Okay.
All right.
这大概是整个贺卡公司他们前期的一个状况。I really wondered when I kind of dig inside this company, I feel like, how can this company still getting bigger and bigger? You know, we don't write cards recently. We type on the social media. So I kind of...want to understand and study about how they become bigger. They kind of create a lot of different products, 甚至打造出一些客制化的服务 and they create different IP, like some cute little dolls、
right.
or something, and they print it on their cards and make them more special.
Uh-huh.
就是他们用了很多不同的这样的技术啊然后在制卡的品质跟效率上都有所提升所以他们才可以在现在这个数位时代里面他们的卡片的销量还是可以一直不断的维持在一个高档成为这个美国当地数一数二的制卡公司。
Well, actually globally, if you're、
oh, yeah.
big in US, Europe, it's global. Because、
yeah.
in Asia, we don't write cards.
Yeah, that's true. We give envelopes, right?
Yes, red envelopes. Okay. So let me chime in here quickly.
Okay.
If we talk about Hallmark being the number one and American Greetings being number two, American Greetings obviously has a more contemporary, more modern approach in their strategy. So like you mentioned, they ended up started revolutionizing their own business, right? Other than the printed cards, they moved on to 3D cards, these e-cards on their website. So you can design them, you can print them, and you can order them, and you can customize them. And also you can send e-cards. So they went that way. But that's not all. That doesn't mean they stopped, all right? Whereas Coalmark, they did go the digital way, but not as hard as American Greetings. So Coalmark is still the more classic way of looking at these greeting cards. American Greetings are a little bit more modernized. Why? Because I'm going to name a few signature product lines they got in terms of cards, okay? One of the biggest best sellers are Just Because Cards.
Just Because Card.
They're called Just Because Cards because in the message, Just Because. Okay. So these cards are designed for everyday occasion, not only specific occasion, everyday occasion. When you want to send a message to someone, just because you are thinking of them.
Oh.
Just because. Hi there. This is a card. Why? Just because I'm thinking of you.
Ah, okay.
You see, so they branched out. They stopped. Well, they still have their bread and butter, which is, you know, the special occasion cards. But these Just Because cards hit people a very different way. Which means you can write a card on Monday, you can write a card on Tuesday, you can write a card when you just feel like it. It doesn't matter.
Yes.
It doesn't have to be a special occasion. Okay.
Oh.
That's Just Because, one of the best sellers. And then they also branched into very specific, racial specific cards called mahogany cards. So mahogany cards are specially designed to celebrate African American culture and heritage. So the message and the artwork, everything revolves around African American culture.
Oh, the culture stuff.
Very interesting, right?
Yeah.
And also, that other than developing their own product line, they also acquired a lot of other popular companies, card companies, to name a few, Papyrus Cards. Okay. Papyrus Cards, the word papyrus is this type of paper from way back in Egypt, okay? Egyptians used papyrus to start writing 5,000-6,000 years ago, okay? Then for the stationery brand, what they did was Papyrus Cards, they were the more upscale luxury card brand. So they acquired this luxury card brand, okay, to sell premium cards, these way expensive cards. All right.
Okay.
Which makes sense because if you work for JP Morgan, if you work in the Wall Street, or if you work in Google and you send your friends and family a cheap card, yeah, that doesn't look too good.
Ah, yeah.
Yes. So that's where papyrus cards come in. Okay. And of course, moving into the 21st century, we need to think about eco-friendliness. We need to think about environmentally friendliness. We need to think about ESG. So therefore, they also have recycled paper greeting cards.
Oh, I wonder who will buy this kind of cards.
Generation Zers.
Oh,
Gen Zers,
really?
Right? You want to buy a card, and or if you are somebody who writes very frequently.
Oh, okay.
You know, you want to, you know, because you write 10, 20 cards. You are an insurance broker, they'd say. You know, in Taiwan, insurance brokers, you have maybe 50, 100 clients. And you want to write them a card on their birthday. So, yeah, you write it, you use recycled paper to tell them, hey, you are green.
Okay.
Okay. But that's sort of the main product line, right? Still nothing very fancy. Here comes the fancy one. They got really smart. So, they were also very, very famous for licensing Disney, Marvel, Taylor Swift.
Oh, Taylor Swift. Okay.
They even have Taylor Swift cards.
How would that kind of product be like?
So it's more like a Taylor Swift collection.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
For their fans. You collect. So they probably license some of the things she says or she wrote on Twitter. And there we go. You make money from Taylor Swift cards.
Okay.
So while you, us kids, we used to collect Pokemon cards, and modern day kids, they would collect Taylor Swift cards.
Okay, maybe BTS. Yeah,
something. BTS, right? Yes. Blackpink cards. I don't know. I mean, if I don't know if back in the day, ooh, Leo Leo had cards for sale. I don't think so.
Sorry, I won't. I'm just not the target audience.
What about SHE? Would you buy SHE cards?
No, I just like their music. I don't really collect their photos or something. I'm not that guy. I don't do this.
Do you remember back in the day in stationery stores, they were these little cover photos?
Oh, yeah, right? And some stickers.
Andy Lau, yeah. Aaron Guo, Jackie Chung, SHE. Jay Cho,
yeah,
right, and then it's laminated. It's like a photo, and it's laminated, and it's like there's not even a number on them, but people collect them.
Yeah, because every that they all look different. They kind of collect all the cards, but I don't know. Maybe I'm just not the type. I don't really collect stuffs.
Yes. So. That's where they made a ton of money. They got the regular stuff. They got the premium regular stuff. They got the luxury regular stuff.
Mm.
And then, of course, they got the stuff that goes along with movies, themes, IPs. And, yeah, the rest is history. And they are now a $1 billion company.
Yeah.
And people still do buy some of these cards, not only for card giving, not only as greeting giving, right? Not only for these card giving occasions, but also as a collection.
Yes.
Like stamp collecting. Because these things go out of print. They don't stay in print. They go out of print. Every time they do a new design, it's out. It's done. So if you start collecting them and, you know, give you 30 years, you might end up getting invited by the museum.
You can just make up an art gallery for your old collections.
That's right. That's right. You will have a decent collection of cards. Yes. So that is also how good American greetings were back in the day and now. So guys, if you do have a special occasion this week, maybe we can't get American greeting cards in Taiwan per se, because I think Esli Bookstore has moved, right? They closed down a couple of stores, you know, and we're upset about it. I know everybody's upset about it. And my wife's super upset about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She loved going to the bookstore and just browse for stuff. So she's super upset. She's like, oh, why can't we keep bookstores? For me, not so much. I'm like, oh, well, you know, that's how life goes. Maybe we won't be able to get it so easily, but e-cards, a message, a sticker, maybe. You know, there are many, many ways to do it. Or if you are really talented, you go to your iPad Pro, you go to your iPad, take your Apple Pencil 2 or Apple Pencil 1 and start drawing one.
Oh, yeah.
Even better. If you're artistically talented, go ahead. Do something special for your family. Okay?
Yeah.
I can't draw to save my life, so I'm not going to do that.
You can use Midjourney, right? The generation is now different.
Oh no, you know what? I'm way past that age now. I think, you know, with my mom, money talks. So I'll just give it a big fat red envelope.
Okay. That's another way for this.
Now that she's in Taiwan, I think money talks. You know, when we were kids, you know, for her, it's like, oh, it's a lovely gesture because you don't have money, right? And now that you have money and you sort of take her out and not give her money, it's kind of like, hello, you okay? You know, do you feel sick?
Okay. You know what? Well, this year, the red envelope I gave to my mom.
Yeah.
I put a little card inside the red envelope.
You did?
Yeah, I did.
What did the card say?
Kind of says, if I translate in Chinese, 就是我跟他说, oh, 感谢你把你自己照顾得这么好. I don't really say,
you didn't say
恭喜发财,
you actually said, thank you for taking care of yourself.
Yeah, I say take care of yourself is the best thing that you've done this year, and happy new year, but I didn't say 恭喜发财. I didn't say about something that related to money. You know, the money I gave her doesn't really mean a lot.
If it doesn't really mean a lot because it wasn't a lot, or was it a lot?
It wasn't a lot. So I don't want to talk about too much about money. I would like to say that you have to take care of yourself. Okay. That is the main point that I give you this card.
Okay. I think that's a great gesture too, if you do that with your red envelope. That's quite smart too. not just money, right?
Yeah, it's come out that the money is too little.
Yes. I actually just doubled my budget for Red Envelope for my mom this year.
Oh.
I just doubled it.
Nice. Yes, nice.
I'm like,
for your
take
mom.
The money. Just take the money. I'm fine. Whatever makes you happy.
Okay, nice.
You know, my mom is at that age now where, you know, money means security for them.
Oh, okay.
In their
retirement,
you know. So they're more sensitive to the dollar amount now. It's not like she asked me for money, but it's just you can feel when they get to an age where money equals security.
Mm.
Yeah, they feel more secure when they have money in their purses and in their wallets.
I see.
Yeah, they're at that stage now. So I doubled my budget. And so Mother's Day, we actually wanted to get her some of the cosmetics she wanted, some skincare products she wanted. We're going to buy that for her. And yeah, I think that's about it. We're going to probably hang out a little bit. And we usually just, you know, take her going somewhere new so she can experience and tell her, hey, you know, this is how people shop now. Oh, this is what people do now. And why is this cool in Taipei? That's what we usually do.
Oh.
So that she still stays connected socially.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know. Take her to know the world recently, right?
Yeah, just to get connected. You know, take her to the bookstore, show her around, and she's like, oh, and maybe this year, I don't know, we might just also drive her by Taipei Dome and show her the Taipei Stadium.
Oh. Okay.
Because it's new, still kind of fresh and novel.
Mm.
Yeah, it's still kind of cool, so she can go check it out and take a walk there. So that's our plan. So today, the card design company, American Greetings, 100 years old and still going strong, $1 billion company.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
So quick recap, Patrick, on the slogan.
Okay. The slogan is called the first one.
Yes.
We celebrate the moments that mean the most.
The original. We celebrate the moments that mean the most. And then the new one?
The new one is the celebration's destination.
The celebration's destination for all parties.
Mm.
That's where all the parties go.
Exactly.
Okay. Good. So, anything else we missed about American Greetings?
Yeah.
The video, right?
The video I mentioned just now. Why we are talking about American Greetings on Mother's Day? Speaking about the Mother's Day, they make a very, very popular a video or ads about their brand.
Okay.
In 2014.
So 2014 viral video.
Yes.
And what is the name of that viral video?
The situation is that they're making an interview video.
Okay.
就是这个面试官在问这些面试者说，你们要不要来做这个工作？ I'll kind of describe the work. Unlimited hours, no breaks, the most important job, and also the world's toughest job.
Oh, unlimited hours, no breaks. The most important job is also the world's toughest job.
Yeah, so will you go? Will you join this job?
It sounds like a terrible job.
Yeah.
You know, they didn't talk about pay, right?
Yeah, they talk about the pay at last.
Oh,
they
did?
It's no pay. Okay, that's very sad.
Okay. So this video went viral, and what they wanted to promote was actually a Mother's Day card.
Yes.
And so, guys, check it out. We have the link down below in the description box for you. And for our VIP members, it's also in the transcript that you will receive. So, guys, check it out. And maybe from that, you can get some inspiration from the video about how to make a touching, maybe a video from your phone or a video card, right? A video card from your phone. Or it could be I don't know, Midjourney card or something, a message that you write, or memo or scavenger hunt that you can do with your mom, make it fun for her and celebrate it together like American Greetings Card Company, because you want to celebrate the greatest moments together.
I like the directors, the ads director, they said one sentence I think is very, very touching.
Yes.
They say, a mom's impact is endless. And so is her job's description.
Ooh.
Yeah, I like the sentence that he described, right?
Yeah. A mom's impact is endless. And so is her job description.
Yeah.
So as a mom, you're not just a mom, right? You're the nanny. You're the babysitter. You are the breastfeeder. You have to cook. You have to wash. You have to accompany. You have to, you have to.
A lot of things that you have to do on the list.
Yes. So again, before we wind down and wrap today's episode up, we want to celebrate the Mother's Day special occasion with all of our 15 Minutes family. And if you are listening and if you are a mother, we wish our 15 Minutes family mothers, all the new mothers, the very senior mothers, the junior mothers out there, a very happy Mother's Day. And we love you and we want you to stay strong and stay healthy so more kids like us, more happy kids like us, get to do podcasting, get to do YouTubing, get to be creative, get to be doing the happiest things they can in their lives. So thank you to all the mothers out there for making all these sacrifices for us, the childish kids. So guys, thank you very much for joining us today. And again, to all the guys that want the transcript where we include the conversation of today, as well as all the useful phrases and idioms and expressions and everything else, please check out our VIP membership program. And we appreciate all the VIP members for supporting us to create more lovely 15 Minutes Cafe episodes like this. So thanks, guys. And we will catch you next week, same time, same place on 15minutes.today. Ciao. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.